Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz is brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. We have all the answers to your home, building or farm needs. Welcome to Top Pub Team, a general knowledge quiz contested between 16 pubs and hotels here in the Northwest. Asking the questions, Billy Patterson.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome. Well, we have teams from Donegal, Derry and Tyrone, and no doubt the competition will be tight as four stalwarts play to uphold the honour of their local place of refreshment. Six rounds of team questions, two rounds of individual questions, a total of eight rounds, eight questions per round. The referee, scorekeeper and timekeeper is Donal Kavanagh, and here he is with the rules of the contest.
As Billy said, six team rounds and two individual rounds. In the team rounds, if the team answers incorrectly, the question will be offered to the other team at the discretion of the quizmaster, which is Billy. In instances, the correct answer will be awarded 2 points. 1 point will be gained for a correct answer if the question is passed over. In the individual rounds, the questions will not be passed over.
Thank you, Donal. Now, the two teams tonight to do battle are the Travellers Inn Milford and Nora's Bar Kilmacrenan. Playing for the Travellers Inn are Brendan Ward, captain, Paul O'Hara, Michael Terry and Michael Terry Jr., who shall be known as Junior throughout this competition. Playing for Nora's Bar are Katrina Cullen, who will be the captain, John Pollock, Niall Doherty and Gerard Dorian. Well, we tossed a coin before we started. The Travellers Inn won the toss and elected to go first. So the very best of luck to both teams, and off we go with the team questions first. Travellers Inn, in which museum is the Mona Lisa?
Louvre.
The Louvre is correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar. In which chateau is there a Hall of Mirrors? Famous chateau.
Versailles.
Versailles is correct. Nora's Bar, 2 points. Travellers Inn. What colour is the Libyan flag? What colour is the Libyan flag?
It's green.
It is green indeed, Brendan. 2 points for the Travellers Inn. Nora's Bar. What do Americans call the silencer on a car? What do Americans call the silencer on a car?
The muffler.
The muffler is absolutely right. Travellers Inn. What is the North American equivalent of the reindeer? What's the North American equivalent of the reindeer?
The caribou?
The caribou is correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar. The brown bear is also known by what name? The brown bear.
The grizzly bear.
The grizzly bear is absolutely right. Great scoring so far. Two more questions. Travellers Inn. What nationality are two of the three tenors? The famous three tenors from the baths at Caracalla. Two of them have the same nationality, which is?
Italian and Spanish?
No, I've asked you what nationality are two of the three tenors. Two.
Oh, two of them are one nationality.
Need an answer, please?
Italian.
Throw it over to the other side.
It's Spanish.
It is Spanish, yes. Spanish. That's for 1 point for Nora's Bar. You give the game away there, Brendan. And Nora's Bar, your own question. How many Von Trapp children are there in The Sound of Music? How many?
Seven.
Seven is absolutely correct. 2 points for Nora's Bar. So that's the end of the first round. And Donal.
After the first round, Billy, I can tell you the Travellers Inn have 6 points, but in the lead on 9 points are Nora's Bar.
Right, off we go with round two. Plenty of time to go, boys and girls. Travellers Inn. Robbie Burns was born in which century? Robbie Burns.
The 19th.
Pass it over.
The 18th.
18th century is correct for 1 point for Nora's Bar. Your own question, Nora's Bar. Which Spanish king sent out his unsuccessful armada? Which Spanish king?
It's Philip II.
Philip II is absolutely right for 2 points. Travellers Inn, what is the subject of Renoir's painting Les Parapluies? Les Parapluies. P-A-R-A-P-L-U-I-E-S. Painting by Renoir. No French speakers here. Art lovers?
No, we don't know.
Don't know. Pass it over.
It's umbrellas.
Umbrellas is correct. Les Parapluies. Umbrellas. Well, that's one extra point for Nora's Bar. Now your own question. Around the world in 80 days, which city did Phileas Fogg set out from?
It's London.
London is correct for 2 points. Now, Travellers Inn. In which city would you find the Doge's Palace? The Doge. D-O-G-E. Has a palace in which city?
Berlin.
Throw it over to the other side.
Venice.
Venice. You're red hot today, Nora's Bar. Correct for 1 point. One bonus point. Now, your own question. What was the frequency of Radio Luxembourg? Radio Luxembourg.
208.
You remember the tune, do you? Radio Luxembourg. Yeah, okay. Now, Travellers Inn. Which famous chair was kidnapped by students from Cranfield... that's the Institute of Technology, in 1978. Which famous chair was kidnapped by students from Cranfield Institute of Technology in 1978?
Scone.
Throw it over to the other side.
It's the coronation chair from the Westminster Abbey.
It isn't. It's the mastermind chair. That's the one. So no points for either side there. And Nora's Bar, your question. Monty Python and the Holy Grail turned into which musical? Monty Python.
Spamalot.
Spamalot is correct for 2 points. Right, we have finished with 2 rounds of the competition and there's still plenty of questions to go, so fear not, off we go again.
In that round, Billy, the Travellers Inn unfortunately failed to score and Nora's Bar scored 11. The cumulative scores at this point, the Travellers Inn 6, Nora's Bar 20.
Oh, a bit of catching up here to do, lads. Okay, knuckle down, here we go. Round 3. Travellers Inn, which king was Marie Antoinette's husband? Which king was Marie Antoinette's Marie?
Louis XVI.
Louis XVI is correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar. What name is given to a hill in the centre of any Greek city?
The Acropolis.
Acropolis is correct for 2 points. Travellers Inn. Which Olympic sport needs a planting box? Which Olympic sport needs a planting box?
Pole vault.
It is correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar. Which animal was first sent into space by the Americans? What was the first animal that the Americans sent into space?
A chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee is correct. 2 points. Travellers Inn. Which actress did Kate Blanchett play in the film The Aviator? Kate Blanchett played another actress in that film, The Aviator, about Howard Hughes. Scribbling. Oh, you can whisper, guys, you can talk.
Lauren Bacall.
No, I'll pass it over for 1 point.
Catherine Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn. That's who she played for 1 point extra to Nora's Bar. Now, gentlemen of the Travellers Inn, what colour was Trotter's independent trading van?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar, who wrote the novel She? S-H-E. Who wrote the novel She? She. She may be the flower, da da dee. Not that one.
I don't know.
No?
We don't know.
Okay, pass it over for 1 point to the travellers in. Heads shaking. All right. The answer is H. Rider Haggard. That's who wrote it. And your own question, Nora's Bar. Which canal was closed from 1967 to 1975? 1967 to 75, closed.
The Suez Canal.
The Suez Canal is absolutely correct for 2 points. So, we have finished 3 rounds of the quiz, and Donald, I'm sure, has a score for us.
Yep, after that third round, Billy, the Travellers Inn scored 6 in that round. They're now on 12. Nora's Bar scored 7, and they're now on 27.
Oh, don't let them creep too far ahead, fellas. Here we go with the next round. Now, this is the individual round, okay? So I'll be asking Travellers Inn your 4 questions first. So here we go. Brendan, what was Helen Shapiro walking back to in 1961?
Happiness.
2 points. Paul, what kind of doll was Cliff Richard's first number one?
Living doll.
Living doll is correct for 2 points. Michael, what relation were Don and Phil Everly to each other?
Brothers.
They were brothers for 2 points. And Michael Jr., which blonde film star sang about her secret love?
Olivia Newton-John.
Doris Day. Doris Day. Now, Nora's Bar individual questions. We'll start with Katrina. Which buddy was killed in a plane crash?
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly, correct for 2 points. John, according to Connie Francis, where did she find lipstick?
On his collar.
On your collar is absolutely correct. Niall, where did Pat Boone write his love letters?
In the sand.
In the sand is correct for 2 points. And Gerard, Lonnie Donegan said what might lose its flavour on the bedpost overnight?
Chewing gum.
Chewing gum is correct for 2 points. So that's the end of the first individual round. And Donald.
And after that round, Billy, the Travellers Inn scored 6 and Nora's Bar scored 8. The overall score is now Travellers Inn 18, but Nora's Bar ahead on 35.
Okay, right, we're just about to go into the second half of the quiz. And before we do, may I remind you that Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company are sponsoring this programme. And they are the people with the answers to all your farm, home and building questions. Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company. Right, let's go with part 2. Travellers Inn. Individual questions again. Brendan, which instrument usually has 47 strings?
The harp.
Harp is correct for 2 points. Paul, who slept for 100 years after pricking her finger on a spinning wheel? She slept for a century. Not big in... Sleeping Beauty. The Sleeping Beauty, Paul. Michael, which part of the mint plant is used to make mint sauce?
Stalk.
Leaves. The leaves, Mike. And Michael Jr., which king is said to have burnt the cakes? He burnt the cakes. King... Never heard of him. No. King Alfred. King Alfred burnt the cakes. Nora's Bar and individual questions. Where was Gene Kelly singing in 1952?
In the rain.
He was. He was singing in the rain. John, from here to where was an Oscar-winning movie with Burt Lancaster, Frank Sinatra and Deborah Carr?
Eternity.
Eternity. From here to eternity. Absolutely correct. Niall, what hangs down from the roof of a cave? The stalagmite or the stalactite?
Stalactite.
Say it again.
Stalactite.
Tite is right. Tites come down. That's right. And Jared, how many are there in a baker's dozen?
13.
13 is absolutely correct. So you'll all be very glad to know that's the end of the individual round. We'll go back to the team questions next. Donald.
In that run, Billy, the Travellers Inn scored 2 and Nora's Bar scored 8. So the overall score is now Travellers Inn 20, Nora's Bar 43.
They're creeping away furiously, boys. Come on, heads down, look in. Here we go. 3 rounds to go. Travellers Inn. What is Africa's largest lake? Get your heads together on this one, if you wish. What is Africa's largest lake?
Lake Victoria.
2 points. Lake Victoria is correct. Nora's Bar. Which marsupial lives in North America? Which marsupial lives in North America?
The opossum.
The opossum is correct. Well answered. Travellers Inn. What was discovered in Lascaux, Lascaux, in 1940? Caves at Lascaux. Any idea?
Don't know.
Okay, pass it over for 1 point to Nora's Bar.
The Dead Sea Scrolls.
No. Cave paintings. Cave paintings. Famous paintings in the caves of Lascaux. Right. Your own question now, Nora's Bar. What did America buy from Russia for 2 cents an acre?
Alaska.
Alaska is absolutely correct. Travellers Inn. In what book would you find Magwitch? Magwitch, a character in which book?
Great Expectations.
Correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar. How high in feet is a soccer goal? How high in feet is a soccer goal?
8.
8 feet is correct. Katrina knows about soccer too. Now, Travellers Inn, who painted Self-Portrait with Bandaged Ear?
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh did indeed for 2 points. Nora's Bar. P.G. Woodhouse, the writer. What do the P and the G stand for?
Pelham Grenville.
Pelham Grenville is correct. My goodness. That was a difficult one, I thought. Well, that's the end of that round with 2 rounds to go. Donald.
And the scores in that round, Billy, the Travellers Inn scored 6 and Nora's Bar scored 8. The overall scores are now Travellers Inn on 26 and Nora's Bar on 51.
Creeping away on you, Travellers Inn. Here we go, 2 more rounds. In which century was Christopher Columbus born? In which century was he born?
The 15th.
15th century is correct for 2 points. Nora's Bar, if you have herpes labialis, what are you suffering from?
A cold sore.
Cold sore, correct. Travellers Inn, what is the metric word for 1 million? What's the metric word for 1 million? There's a lot to do with computers in this one.
Milo?
Who?
Milo?
Nope.
Mega.
Mega. Mega, lads. Mega. Right, that's 1 extra point for Nora's Bar. And your question now, Nora's Bar. Who were overpaid, oversexed, and over here?
The American Army during World War II.
That's right, the GIs over in England. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here. Right, that was 2 points. Now, Travellers Inn. Who wrote the novel Anna Karenina? Anna Karenina. Russian chappie.
Dostoevsky?
Wasn't Dostoevsky.
Tolstoy.
Tolstoy is correct for 1 point for Nora's Bar. Leo Tolstoy. Now, your own question. Which bridge joins a palace and a prison in Venice, Nora's Bar?
It's the Bridge of Sighs.
The Bridge of Sighs is absolutely correct. Have you seen these questions, by the way? Right, now, Travellers Inn. What was Glenn Miller's main instrument? Glenn Miller, famous band leader. What was his own instrument?
The trumpet?
It wasn't the trumpet. Throw it over to the other side.
The trombone.
The trombone. The trombone. That was 1 extra point for Nora's Bar. And your own question, Nora's Bar, which singer's real name is Jerry Dorsey? Jerry Dorsey changed his name to what? B. be thinking, boys. You might get a point here.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, they got it. Engelbert Humperdinck is absolutely correct. So, that is the end of that round with one round to go. Donald.
After that round, Billy, the Travellers Inn scored 2 and Nora's Bar scored 11. The scores at the moment are Travellers Inn on 28 and Nora's Bar on 62.
Right, lads, let's go with the last round. Face-saving exercise here, this stage. Now, showbiz, last question on showbiz. Travellers Inn, which Shirley won an Oscar at the age of 5?
Temple.
Shirley Temple, correct, for 2 points. Nora's Bar, what was the sequel to Jaws called?
Jaws 2.
Jaws 2. Simple as that. That's it. Travellers Inn, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is set in which kind of a hospital? One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Psychiatric hospital?
That'll do me. Mental hospital, psychiatric hospital, same thing, 2 points. Nora's Bar, what type of driver was Robert De Niro in 1976?
A taxi driver.
He was a taxi driver for 2 points. Travellers Inn, which Fonda is Peter's daughter?
Jane.
Throw it over.
Bridget.
Bridget. Bridget is the daughter. Jane's the sister. Okay, Bridget's the daughter. That was one extra point for Nora's Bar. And your own question. Who won a Best Oscar Actor... Best Actor Oscar, I'll get it right, for Yankee Doodle Dandy?
Jimmy Cagney.
Jimmy Cagney did, indeed. Travellers Inn... Where were the postcards from in the title of a 1990 film? 1990 film, postcards from...
The Edge.
The Edge is correct for 2 points. And the very last question, Nora's Bar. Hook is based on which J.M. Barrie children's story?
Peter Pan.
Peter Pan, correct. The quiz is over. And it's up to Donald now to give us the final scores.
Final scores, Billy. In that round, the Travellers Inn scored 6 and Nora's Bar scored 9. The final scores, Travellers Inn 34, Nora's Bar are the winners on 71.
71, huge score. Well done.
Well done.
Well, the winners go through to the next round and the two highest scoring losers will also get a second chance to air their knowledge. Just after 9 o'clock news next Sunday night, tune in again to hear the Bridge Bar Remelton take on Christie's Bar Strabane. So from the teams representing the Travellers Inn Milford, Nora's Bar Kilmacrenan, with thanks to Canis and Tommy for engineering, from Donal for keeping the score, and from myself, Billy Patterson, good evening.
Top Pub Team General Knowledge Quiz was brought to you by Rafoe Hardware and Grain Company, the people with the answers to your home, farming or building questions.